This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. Today I'm going to talk about two topics. First of all, I'm going to talk about the passage in 1 Corinthians 15:7 where Paul talks about being born out of due time, and then I'm going to talk about why ordinances. But first, let's talk about Paul. In 1 Corinthians 15:7, Paul said he was born out of due time. Now, in the context, Paul was pointing out how the Lord appeared to various people after his resurrection. Then, last of all, he appeared to Paul. But Paul says that it was not the due season. So what was the due season? Well, if we look at Paul's Acts period ministry, we find that he is heralding the gospel of the grace of God to the Gentiles. Through Paul's ministry, Gentiles were blessed. But when we read the other parts of Scripture regarding the promise to Abraham and the nation of Israel, the blessing is supposed to flow out to the nations through them. But during Acts, Israel was not doing this. Paul was. When Israel receives the new covenant in the future, then they will be a blessing to the Gentiles. Israel has not done this yet, and therefore they have not been a blessing to the nations. Under the new covenant, Israel will be a peculiar treasure and a priestly nation. They will perform the role to the nations that the tribe of Levi did for Israel as a nation. So in a small measure, Paul was doing what Israel as a nation will someday do when they receive the new covenant. Therefore, he could say that he was born out of due time. It is a fact that Israel will have to look upon the one whom they have pierced before they will enter upon their ordained ministry. So Paul, in seeing the risen Lord, foreshadowed the thing that Israel as a nation will sometime experience in the future. There are some differences between Paul's ministry and Israel's ministry, however. During Acts, the Gentiles were blessed so that Israel might be provoked to jealousy and bear fruit. The Gentiles in Acts were not blessed through Israel, but through one man, Paul. And the purpose of God for the Gentiles in Acts was completed, and it will never be repeated. So the next question is, why ordinances? Why do churches keep ordinances today? Did you ever wonder why churches observe Jewish ordinances and rituals? How did the early church drift back into the bondage of the law? How did they leave the freedom of grace and submit themselves to the commandments of men? Now, I will answer that question very simply. They rejected the gospel of the dispensation of the mystery. Paul said in his own day that all those who were in Asia forsook him. That meant him personally and his message. So these people tried to still preach and live under the dispensation of the kingdom. They did this even though the door of the kingdom was shut in Acts 28:28. Since the kingdom gospel required repentance and water baptism in order to enter the kingdom, they retained repentance and baptism. The word repentance began to lose its primary meaning, and it was soon applied indiscriminately to Jew and Gentile alike. Repentance was required when it was in place to enter the kingdom, and this is a calling. It is not for aeonian life as proclaimed in John's gospel. The kingdom calling was a special calling. It was entered into by those who already had aeonian life. They had aeonian life by believing. They entered the kingdom by repentance and baptism. There is a difference. There is a difference between having aeonian life and entering the kingdom. So, having dragged truth from a past dispensation over the Acts 28:28 dividing line, they made these ordinances a means of entering the church. They confused the church with the kingdom. So, abracadabra, the church became the kingdom. Now, this going back to Judaism brought another error. Religious leaders arose and brought men under the bondage of ordinances in order to boast in their flesh. So they required their members of their man-made church to observe the Lord's Supper, even though it was the Jewish Passover. Churches today have a vague idea of the difference between possessing aeonian life and membership in the kingdom. So many of them say you can gain life before baptism, then after baptism he becomes a member of the church, which they hope is the kingdom. This error can be traced back to the confusion that began in Paul's own day. The only way this can be corrected is to realize that there is a difference between Jew and Gentile, there is a difference between kingdom and church, and that there is a difference between having aeonian life and a calling. And once again, right division is the key to understanding. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.